Hey guys, it's GBD, and it's Monday afternoon, and we are live from E3 in Los Angeles, and today, and pretty much probably for every day, I'll be joined by Shipwreck.
Woo!
And first timer E3 virgin, Thorbon 3.
Hello, everybody.
In case you didn't know, Thorbon first worked with Cheap Ass Gamer by putting a question into the CAG bag every week for the CAG cast. Every week for about 5 years, I would think.
Probably.
And now he runs the @videogamedeals Twitter account. So this is exciting. Are you excited for your first E3?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
The show actually hasn't started yet. This is the pre-3.
Yeah. I think you need some Bethesda lady enthusiasm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, can you scream like somebody's stabbing you with a knife, please?
Ah!
Perfect. Now we're excited. So for this audio boot, we're going to talk about the Bethesda conference, we're going to talk about the Microsoft conference, and we're going to talk about EA Play, which is their standalone E3 this year, because they're not on the show floor. So first we'll talk about Bethesda. And Shipwreck attended that conference solo.
I was at an airport. Get stuck with lightning storm. So
yes,
I barely know anything.
I didn't pay much attention either, but I have a list on this computer that will explain it all. But
perfect.
So how was it, Ship?
It was a good conference. I mean, it took forever to get inside. They had line issues. There was a lot of people there. They had it at this it was called LA Hangar. It's just like a big airplane hangar venue. But they showed Dishonored 2 was like their main focus of the event, I would say, because that's their big game coming out this holiday.
Right. I watched... Hold this for a sec. Yeah, keep talking.
I'm holding his phone, by the way.
The microphone. Yeah, it was not my penis.
Right.
Thorbon's holding that.
So yeah, Dishonored 2, it looked good. I'm a little bit confused. Like, they have both the Corvo and Emily, the new playable character. It seems like they're just focusing on Emily so much, and maybe it's just because she's the new one, but they almost don't need Corvo, I think. Like, she's intriguing enough on her own, and her powers are kind of cool with the whole, like, teleportation and darkness arms.
Right. Well, this way they can avoid people complaining on Twitter that you can't play as a guy anymore. Right.
Who cares? Tomb Raider's fun.
Right, but they didn't take out. They didn't
right, Tomb Raider didn't. Tomb Raider didn't start as a guy.
Right.
Actually, it did, and then the guy got tired of staring at the man's ass, so he changed it to lady.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Well, in development.
Well, in development.
It never. Yeah.
Anyway,
Dishonored 2 looks great. I'm looking forward to playing that. They showed quite a bit of gameplay at the very end of their conference.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah. Then they had a bunch of add-on stuff. Bethesda's doing a great job of supporting the games that are out there. Like, I think for your dollar, Bethesda games probably give you the most content and continued, like, supportive content of any of the major publishers.
Right.
They seem to just...
Well, you have to buy it, though. You have to buy
not
it.
Not always.
No.
But, I mean, they have new Doom stuff. They have new Fallout stuff.
They just put mods on Fallout 4 for Xbox One, which is cool.
Yeah, mods are coming soon to PlayStation 4. They did a lot of Fallout add-ons. They did an amusement park that they showed.
I think that's going to be a quest thing, like Far Harbor or the robot quest, which were both fun. I played them and beat them.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else they have, though?
They had Skyrim Special Edition, as Cheapy just moves the microphone around. So that's Skyrim up-res for the current gen. It looked nice. I spent so much time in Skyrim that I'm good.
Yeah.
I never played it, so maybe I'll buy it.
There, see?
I guess. I mean, if you've never played Skyrim at this point, I feel like you're probably never going to play Skyrim.
Yeah, probably never will, but maybe it'll be a PS Plus game one day. Who knows?
Then they showed Prey. Prey is back. It's not Prey 2, and it's not anything like the Bounty Hunter stuff that they showed probably 5 years ago now.
A long time ago.
Long time ago when they showed it, and it was awesome then. And this looks totally different, but awesome again. It reminded me, like, I had to keep thinking, like, wait, is this Dead Space? Because a lot of it seemed very Dead Space
There were no Indians in the game.
No Native Americans.
Or Native Americans.
Right. Neither of those nationalities or races.
I just find it odd that they call it Prey, just because, like, the first game wasn't, like, there's no hardcore Prey fans, are there? Like, for the original 360? Like, do you know if, like...
I doubt it. It seems unlikely.
Prey was pretty awesome.
Oh, it was? Okay.
But I don't know that there's, like...
It's a long time ago.
Base. Yeah, Prey had the vagina doors. It had pretty good shooting in that game.
Yeah, it was a good game. I finished it.
It had the jukebox you could mess around with.
Yeah, it had a lot going for it.
But this looks good. It looks like it's a long way off.
Right, for sure.
I think they said 2017, but even that seemed soon for this game. Let's see, what else did they had? There was some Elder Scrolls Online stuff, which a lady was very excited about in their press conference.
Ah! Help me!
And I guess they opened up with Quake Champions. That was right at the beginning, which they didn't really show a lot. They're going to show more at QuakeCon, but it's more Overwatch type, like where you have characters that have certain skills, it looks like.
Right. Somewhere between Overwatch and Team Fortress, maybe.
Yeah, you could kind of feel like everybody got really excited when Quake came on the screen, and then it like filled in the bottom where it said Champions, and you kind of felt the room go, wait a second. Like,
wait, is this a card game or a MOBA or, you know, a multiple Heroes? I guess, what do you call that, like a Heroes FPS?
Like an
Overwatch?
Yeah, it seems like a good description. They did have a Legends as well. They did have their card game, which was the Elder Scroll card game, which looks like Hearthstone with two lanes.
That's when I lay down on my bed when they show that.
It looked fine. I don't know how many of these card games we need.
It's a lot of card games. I'm guessing the answer to that question, by the way, is one, and it's called Hearthstone.
And it's already out.
Right. But we'll see.
Gwent might do well.
You could, yeah. They're not that expensive to put these games together, probably. I'm sure they can do okay.
Yeah, I'm sure this Elder Scrolls game is going to do fine as well. But that was pretty much it. They had a big area where you could try the Fallout 4 VR, which they announced. And they had a couple other games you could try, but it was so crowded in there that I didn't get in line.
And no Blink 182.
Right, Blink 182 came on right after I left.
And you didn't get a free shirt because you had to wait till Blink 182 was done?
Yeah, that was that as we were.
Nobody leave before Blink 182 comes on.
Right, that was a weird requirement. So Wombat did not get his shirt out, but honestly, I would have kept the shirt anyways.
Oh snap! Well, you'd have to work very hard for it. You had to sit through a Blink 182 concert. They announced Doom and Fallout 4 for VR, mm-hmm. But coming out next year for the HTC Vive. But I
and
what?
The Xbox One.
Scorpio?
Something.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't. A game like Fallout, I don't know how you play that in VR and not have to take the helmet off every 15 minutes because you're going to die. But who knows?
And it's not a game that was specifically made for VR to begin with.
So. Yeah, I wonder what these games, how they come out looking, if that's the case.
I'm sure it's interesting. I don't know. There was a line to try it.
So. I'm sure. Anything else from Bethesda?
No.
Okay. Microsoft. That was interesting.
Yeah. It's all Xbox One, Windows 10. I thought we were at a Windows 10 conference. It seemed like it was all...
That's fine for me. I mean, a lot of people were down on that and like stopped talking about... You know, Windows 10, why is this just 100, not 100% Xbox? But why can't it be both? What's the big deal if it's both?
I bought an Xbox One to play Xbox
One. But they're on the Xbox One. Yeah. Just because it's on the PC also, why does that affect you? Because I see a lot of people on Twitter who are complaining.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just, you want to have value for what you paid for, and, you know, you feel a little bit gypped.
Well.
I don't know why.
That may not be a rational reason why people think that way.
Yeah.
Especially when you buy, it's got cross-buy.
Yeah, only digital. Isn't that what you said?
Only digital.
Only digital. They don't have a way for you to cross-buy when you buy a retail version.
Right. So, they would have been able to if with their original vision, I bet, of
So I'm sure in the future I'm going to be seeing a bunch of, I don't know if I want to get this physical. I kind of want both versions. And I'll hear that. I'll see that a lot in the replies.
Yeah, I mean.
Listen, you're not going to play both versions. Let's be honest. What is the market for somebody who starts playing on Xbox One to then switch over to their desktop and then switch back over to the Xbox One version? It's a great thing to have.
And to say that you can do it.
Say you can do it, great. And it's the interesting part is being able to play against people across platforms. That's the interesting place.
I mean, do you want me to come up with a real world example of that? Where you would use that? Where I would use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yourself.
Me, myself. So Forza Horizon 3 is coming out. Look how I segue into Forza Horizon 3. It's also cross, what do they call it? Play Anywhere. Xbox Play Anywhere. That's the name.
Yeah.
So I could see a situation where I'm playing on my PC, where I'm assuming it's going to run better and look better. But also, like, Ty might want to play and have access to all my cars that I've unlocked. And he's not going to play on my PC. He's going to play on the TV.
All right.
That's fine.
So, it's good. No, I win.
There's applications for it. I agree, but it's not...
It's not that exciting for most people.
It's not that exciting. And no. It's not...
I kept hearing, go play it on the go, and it's like...
It's not that.
No, exactly.
It's not like an iPhone app or something that where you can access your Xbox games and sort of play it through there.
It was a strange conceit to build a whole conference around. Like, they just kept on coming back to it over and over again.
Well, there's not that many exclusives anymore. I mean, they have a bunch, but I think, you know, industry-wide, there's just not that many anymore because as games get more and more expensive to produce, you're going to see less and less of those. So you got to post something, some sort of exclusive feature. And if you're Microsoft, what else can you do? I mean, you have this Windows 10 thing. There are a lot of PC gamers out there. I don't know. I thought it was cool. I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm getting to play Forza Horizon. That looked amazing.
I just feel people are going to buy less Xbox Ones if they have a Ultra, you know, if they have a good PC.
But not that many people. I mean, the PC market's way smaller. So
it is.
It's really small. And just like you said, you're afraid like you're not getting value out of your Xbox. But the reality is you're going to pay $300 or $400 for an Xbox. And to buy a PC, you're going to spend a lot more. And okay, it's going to look better.
Yeah.
But it's not that doesn't say that you're not getting less value. You paid less money.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, I don't know, it seems fair. Nobody's stealing from you, Ship. Don't be sad.
I'm not sad. It just doesn't, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't give me a reason, like, to buy digital, really.
Okay.
I don't need it on my PC.
I do.
Okay.
Especially
you're,
Forza.
You're not a collector.
No, I don't care.
Like I'm a video game collector, and I'm pretty sure Shipwreck is a video game collector, so.
Well, he just likes to buy them at Best Buy and get the 20% off. And
right, you're basically paying
20%,
you're paying 20% more to get the PC version of it.
Right, at launch.
Right.
But I'm fine. I'm fine with that. And Forza looked amazing. And
Forza did look awesome.
Everybody, that place went crazy when they saw
it. All I kept hearing was GPG going, wow, wow. 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 Wow.
I have Tourette's, by the way. I forgot to tell you.
No, it's in Australia now.
Yeah, beautiful.
The environments seem a lot more varied than the last Forza Horizon game.
No car came down.
No car came down from the ceiling, unfortunately. Or fortunately. Sort of a waste of time and money. And it's coming out the end of September, which is awesome.
Did we talk about the Xbox One Slim?
Nope. The Xbox One S.
Sorry, the S. Yes, the console that everybody was excited about when the conference began.
So crazy. But that's cool. I don't know.
And then got replaced at the end of the conference. And one more thing, we are not supporting that thing. Or we are supporting it, but we have a better
year. 1 year. You got a year.
They say no one's left behind, but the truth of the matter is... you're going to want the better console.
Well, but that doesn't mean you're not left, that you're leaving people behind. I mean, you're just going to feel, just because you want to get something that's better doesn't mean that you're leaving people behind. The option is there. Yeah, you know.
It's not that far off from saying, like, when the Xbox One came out that it wasn't leaving the 360 behind.
Yeah.
Like, the games work across...
Really? I don't know about that.
It feels like when they came out with the NES Top Loader or the Junior Super Nintendo. You know, when they come out with the second models, like, late in the run, and like, the next console just around the corner, and it was literally, like, 15 minutes later. You know, I don't.
Right. I don't know, but it's look. The games are. It's the consoles are going to be the same, and the features are going to be the same. It's not. It's not a console transition. I mean, think about going from Xbox 360 to Xbox One. How much shit we lost along the way. Not the games.
Oh well, yeah. From this point forward, the idea is for both Sony and Microsoft to be platforms where you get to keep your games, which is how it should have been
for a long time ago.
For a long time, but we're getting to that point now. Right. But I'm just thinking. At some point, you're leaving the Xbox 360 or the Xbox One behind.
Yeah. The original, or what about the Xbox One S? I mean, that too.
You're leaving both of those
behind. At some point.
Yeah.
Because you said 6 teraflops is a huge. Like, the current Xbox One has 1 point. What?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's 1 point something. This is like a 6, or not 6 times, but like a almost. 4 time.
Yeah, yeah.
Improvement.
Eventually, there's going to be some publisher or something where they make a console game. Or they make a really like good PC game, and then they're like, "We can't port this over to the Xbox One, but it works on Scorpio.
Always do it though. Look at a PC; you can always make it look. You know, you change the resolution.
Up
you change
to a point.
Up to a point.
No, not up to a point. You can go far. You can go pretty far. You ever see like, you can dial that shit back pretty far. And if it's all this shit is basically running on Windows 10 anyway, I don't think it's gonna be that big of a deal. I mean, it's one thing about making people feel bad that they don't have the latest and greatest, but does that mean you stop coming out with new products?
I just think Scorpio is probably the next console, and they'll eventually like discount Scorpio and then sort of phase out Xbox One.
Do you think there's going to be another?
The platform is Xbox.
Yeah.
The Xbox One is just.
Everything is going to be backwards compatible from now on, and they'll just come out with these incremental upgrades like a phone. I think, I don't know. I don't see any doom and gloom in that.
There's not. It's just it doesn't give people a lot of reason to buy these.
Right.
Slim.
Okay. I'll agree with. It does look nice. I like the design of it.
And
I guess.
Are you gonna get it though?
I don't know. It might look weird in my thing.
Xbox One's been out since 2013, so it's been 3 years, like give or take. It's been out on the market.
Is that when it came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 3 years old this year.
This November.
And usually systems last generation was a weird one, but it's usually 5 years around that time. GameCube was like 5 years. Nintendo 64 is 5 years. Super Nintendo.
But they're getting longer and longer. That's a long time ago. That stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's just.
So I think we might just be going back to that where like every 3 or 4 years, that's what they're just.
But they're not the big difference is they're not starting over. Yeah. They're just adding more hardware. They're just increasing the hardware, the GPU and that shit, and that way you don't wreck the whole fucking console with every cycle like they've been going on.
Like iPhone games get taken off the market and stuff because they're no longer compatible with.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Oh well, stuff like that will happen, and you'll lose licensed games and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's a move in the right direction. It was just kind of a puzzling move at the same time.
To show them both. Hey, you know, it got the people really excited there.
I honestly think they announced the Scorpio because they wanted to get out in front of Sony. And right. I don't think they needed to announce the Scorpio in this press conference.
No.
It seemed like it was tacked on at the end.
You think so? You mean because to force Sony to talk about it? Did they Sony say they're not talking about it at E3? I forgot.
They said they're not.
They're not. Just the... No, nothing. They didn't say any hardware.
The other thing I thought was weird about Scorpio is they said the developers requested it. It's what the developers and the fans want is Scorpio, which I thought was a little...
Well, yeah. You're getting a PR. You gotta dust off the PR. You know. But that's okay. What else we got here? We talked about Play Anywhere. Oh, ReCore. They showed some gameplay for ReCore.
So that's a $40 game?
Yeah, it came out that's a $40 game. I'm interested in that game. They didn't show a whole lot more than what they did last year, really. Yeah. Last year they showed the concept of you taking the orb and putting them into different constructs.
I think Armature's working on it. They're in Austin. They're Metroid Prime people, which is why it kind of looks a little bit like Metroid Prime, the art design. They're nice people. I've met them at PAX South.
But, yeah. What else? Killer Instinct stuff. Let's see. More Division stuff. What else? There's an Xbox. The customizable Xbox One controllers looked very cool, but we need the Elite versions of these.
Yeah, they didn't really show whether or not they were Elite or not. People might know that at this point, but all they showed was the normal controllers.
And they have, and there's a new controller anyway with the Xbox One S. It just has Bluetooth, is that, and like texture.
It said wider range, so I guess you can play farther away, so then 4K doesn't matter.
4K doesn't really matter anyway, if you're like...
I think wider range is probably just something that came along for the ride.
Yeah. Right, like, right.
They could just put that on there, because I've never had issue with the range.
It's pretty far, that range. Right, it's like pretty, 50 feet or something.
Right.
This one has Bluetooth now.
It's got the grips in the back. And it's got like grippiness.
Grippies.
The current, like their second, I guess we'll call it second generation has grips, though. So.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The 3.5 millimeter.
Right, that version.
Those have grips on it, so.
Minecraft. There's a lot of Minecraft news. Cross-platform play on Minecraft. Things that Ty would be very excited for. And some mods. Add-ons that they're calling, which basically are like PC mods, I guess, that swap out the characters. Dead Rising 4 trailer, which got a great reception.
That looked awesome.
Yeah.
That looked fun.
They dropped snow on the Xbox people, the clappers.
Yeah, the clappers, right. The fans, FanFest people. Yeah, it was a good trailer. Definitely got people very excited about that.
I'm glad Frank West is back. You know, he's covered wars, so.
We need him in this difficult time. What else we got? Scalebound. I didn't know really what was going on there, but the graphics look good, and it looked like Monster Hunter. Is it Monster Hunter?
It's what it looked like. Yeah. There were numbers flying everywhere. There were Japanese characters saying things that Japanese characters say.
It feels like a game that's on the wrong platform. It looks like something you would find on a PS4 or something, but because like the Xbox One. You know, Xbox has never been big in Japan, so maybe this is another one of their, well, maybe they'll buy one, you know, I don't...
Yeah, they've given up on Japan, but yeah, they...
I don't think that's what they're thinking on this one too much.
Right.
But this is the Platinum game, but it does not look like...
Is it
like,
a Platinum? Oh, it is.
Yeah, this is Platinum, but this is not a typical, like, light melee, heavy melee Platinum game. This is...
Monster Hunter Platinum.
This is, you hit a big monster until all the numbers come out.
Speaking of big monsters, they showed Final Fantasy 15 where they fought another giant monster, and they wore the. I don't know about that game. I don't know.
People didn't like it on Twitter.
Oh really? They didn't like it on Twitter.
I didn't like it in person. Also, I did not like it on Twitter. I had the full gamut covered of not liking this game. It looked visually.
It looks great, yeah.
Yeah, it looks fantastic, like, as far as, like, that big titan or whatever that was, like, throwing his arm down.
The combat was a little confusing. Like, it was warped.
You might have been confused. It looked like the person playing it was more confused about what was going on. I mean, he just kept getting hit by this thing. It didn't look like there was a really good way to dodge. The hit detection was, again, very Japanese in that you just hit stuff and... There's a power bar or a health bar or whatever, but you don't really see that you're doing anything. I don't know. That looked rough.
When is that coming out?
This fall, I think.
Yeah, it's soon. It's soon. Like, a bunch of games are September.
They showed State of Decay 2. It's just like a... I don't know. Is there any gameplay on that?
I know. A couple of people were really happy when they saw that car hood, and I was like, huh? Like, I bought it for, like, $12 on GameFly.
It doesn't look like that. I have that game, too. It doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I think they're putting in AAA effort for State of Decay.
Cool. So. Halo Wars 2, rather, had a cool trailer.
They should get some gameplay, too, but the trailer was... The video was great. It has nothing to do with the game.
No.
Yeah.
But the video was great. But then they did show the actual gameplay video... And it looked a lot, like, the scale was much larger than what Halo Wars was.
Is that coming out this year? Halo Wars 2?
No, that's February.
Oh, that's weird. So this year will be a Halo less year. Like, there's no Halo game this year.
Weren't they, maybe not. I thought they were thinking about one of the Halos having an anniversary coming up, and they were going to put out an anniversary edition of it, but I don't know which one that was. It's an anniversary for Halo every year, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's a Halo game every year for the longest time. It was Halo 5, then Halo Collection, Halo Spartan, Saul, Halo, blah, blah. Like every year they always have a Halo game, so it's surprising there won't be a Halo game this year. If that's the case.
It's a Gears year.
Yeah, Gears.
Which year. They showed Gears. It has wind now.
Great.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like something I'll play, but it was not something. Nothing in that trailer made me very excited.
Didn't grab my attention.
I just wish they paid Laura Bailey more so she would take less acting jobs, because she's in every video game ever. She's the female Troy Baker. I don't know if you know that. Do you know who Troy Baker
is? Yeah.
She's
in every game.
She's in every game. Go look her up on IMDb. It's
just crazy long.
And you'll be like, wow, she's in all my games.
There's one woman doing all the voices.
Yeah.
And they closed out the conference with the Scorpio announcement, and people were very excited. Except Shipwreck.
And me.
And Thor.
I'm not excited.
Whoops, now I just... Oh, then we went...
I'm excited for Scorpio.
You are excited, right?
Yeah, I'm all over Scorpio. Right. I just think that they're sending a message that isn't...
genuine.
They have to say...
It's for everyone. Go buy the Slim. Right.
I'm not saying I'm not buying a Slim as well.
Right.
But
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a confusing message overall.
I think you're just supposed to say, wow, look at all this shit I'm supposed to buy, and not think about it too much.
That's fine.
Which you're good at, too.
I'll do that.
And we went to EA Play this afternoon.
Yeah, so EA ditched their booth, which is great, because their booth was always just like lines. And
it was right by the entrance of one of the big halls.
And they're right next to our hotel here. They rented out, I guess it's probably like a nightclub space.
Yeah.
Oh, the Novo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great. There's plenty of room. The lines aren't bad. I mean, we went up, we played Madden, Cheapy played NHL, we played Titanfall 2.
There's no lines for anything. It was like, they only had like four setups for NHL, and the guy's just like, you want to play? And he's like, okay.
To be clear, there's never any lines for NHL.
Right, that's not true. I remember at the booth, there was a line, and like, I couldn't even get inside to look at it. I asked the guy even if I could just get in to look, watch somebody play, and they said no. So this is much better than their booth. Very comfortable in there. NHL, I played Thor in NHL, and he's never played before, and I scored a lot of goals on him really quickly, and then I walked away as champion. They said this year, the big change this year is, he's like, the controls are tighter this year. It doesn't feel like you're skating through mud anymore, which is an interesting way to talk about your game from last year, but it seemed good. It seemed fun. Right. It's that seemed cool. We played Titanfall 2. Which seemed like quite a nice improvement over the first one. The
grappling hook's huge, because you don't have to worry about your jumps as much. You can, it still has... You can correct easier. It's much easier. It's not frustrating to get around. You can always just shoot the grappling hook up and hook onto something and jump. And you can use the grappling hook also to kind of boost. You can do a grappling hook and then use your little jetpack boost, and it makes you go really fast. It's fun.
You liked it, Thor?
Oh, yeah, I liked it a lot. I liked the first one. When I first started playing, whoever played before me put left stick on left and inverted and everything, so I didn't know what was going on.
That was the other team trying to fuck us up.
Yeah.
But we beat them.
Yeah, but the guy fixed it for me, and then I had fun playing the game. I was like, oh, no, it glitched.
It's pretty cool. It's I don't know like what the big differences were besides the grappling hook.
I noticed grunts aren't just like paper mache, like they will kill you now, is what it seemed like. That could be completely different when you actually play the game.
I haven't played in a long time. Were there specters before, or just grunts?
I can't remember.
There were grunts. There were grunts.
Only grunts?
Only grunts
there
before?
Were grunts. There were grunts and specters.
Oh, and specters.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't remember the specters from last time, but they were just super grunts, basically. But yeah, it was... It looks great. We were playing on PS4, so that was interesting because the last game was an Xbox exclusive. So they seem to be very happy to be on PS4 this time around.
Sure. They have how many? 45 million or something?
Yeah. So I and they have a campaign. We didn't play any of the campaign, but I think this will do much better this time around.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems like it's a better product this time than it was
the first time. I'm pretty good at that game, so I hope... It has legs.
Cool. Humble brag. Then we waited on a very short line to do a meet and greet with Todd McFarlane and get a poster signed, which was very fun. He was very nice, chatting up everybody, like totally happy to be there.
I got an extra poster for the CAG Twitter for a contest.
So. Yep. So start following at Video Game Deals now because
I'll put that poster up later. But yeah, he was very. I was like, hey, you know, CAG whatever, 130, and he's like, oh, okay, cool. And Todd goes, this guy's an influencer, huh? Okay.
Yeah, he was really cool. He was really fun. He was having a good time. I wonder if he's gonna still be like that after doing this for 3 days. But Wombat, we got you a poster. I got you my poster. Anything else at EA? Is that it? We watched a little bit about the Madden Championship, which they have up on a big screen in the theater there, and they have two guys doing play-by-play, live play-by-play, while these guys are playing Madden, just like if it was a real NFL broadcast. And it's pretty weird to see that, but it was cool.
If you live in the downtown LA area and you see that it's not too crowded, you should definitely go.
Yeah, you can just register right there,
yeah,
right on site.
I don't know cool. About E3 Live, though. That's the size of a basketball court. So.
Yeah, that's in the square at LA Live, and it looks really small. That's the one that's being thrown by the people who throw E3, and this is open to the public. But there's only like five or six booths or something. It's small.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is there. There was a Vive booth. Twitch, Titanfall, I'm assuming, is there because there's a giant Titanfall robot. And just a couple other things.
It's right next to EA Play, so I think what they're kind of hoping is that someone goes to E3 Live and then they go over to EA Play and then vice versa.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I shouldn't really comment on it until I see it up and running. It's not fully built yet. I guess it opens tomorrow.
It'll be interesting to see if more companies do this EA Play type of thing. Because this seems like the way to go.
It seems very civilized, I guess.
It's civilized. The word. You have trapped everybody in your environment.
And you can literally, they're tracking you throughout the whole thing. They give you, when you register, they have your name and address and email. Then they give you a bracelet with a radio tag in it. And anytime you go to play a game, they zap your bracelet so they know who's played what. And they can email you shit after. I think there was something that they were going to take your picture and then email.
We didn't do the picture this time. We went past. But, yeah, you could get your picture taken different places, and then they would email you the pictures. It just seems like...
They control the information now.
It seems like it's money better spent to do that.
Yeah. And I bought an NHL t-shirt.
It's like a Pixel.
Yeah, classic 8-bit, 16-bit. Yeah, with the Make 'Em Bleed... guy laid out on the ice. All right, so we're going to go to the Sony conference later tonight, and then I'm going to go to the Microsoft software thing. Oh, that's all tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we'll do one more maybe today of these audio booths.
Yeah.
Well,
you think you'll get us an Xbox Slim there?
No.
No, you don't think so?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Because when they gave it away the other time, it was at the actual conference.
Yeah.
And they didn't, they don't actually give you one. They just mail it to you.
Oh, that's nice because you don't have to put in your.
Yeah, hand. Yeah. I don't think that's, and this because this is like a party that you can show up at from a certain time to a certain time. I don't think they're going to do that. Okay, so thanks everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.